This is VPR News. I'm Mary Carol Magazzini. It's been more than 4.5 years since Tropical Storm Irene, but across Vermont, more than 24 storm-related projects haven't yet been completed. Now, as the new construction season opens, state officials say they'll continue chipping away at the Irene project list. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman has more.
Tropical Storm Irene tore a hole in Carol Cantwell's neighborhood in Jamaica. The storm ripped out the bridge over the Windhall River. And for the past 4.5 years, Cantwell and her neighbors have taken the long way into South Londonderry. She says word spread quickly when the bridge finally reopened recently.
You know, it went out on, you know, Facebook almost immediately. The bridge is open!
When Irene hit, Cantwell was one of the last to go over the bridge when she evacuated. And by the time she settled back home, the bridge couldn't be used. Cantwell says that broken river crossing was a reminder of Irene's fury.
I think a lot of us just thought, oh my gosh, you know, this is just the way it's going to be. And, you know, again, it was a process. They couldn't tell us when, but they just said, you know, they're still working on it. She's got another meeting. They're going to go back with some different reports. And it was much more than it was supposed to be.
It ended up being much more than it was supposed to be because FEMA and the state had different ideas on how to put Vermont back together again. Paul Fraser leads Jamaica's recovery effort.
The real problem was the state had a set of regulations that needed to be met. FEMA had its own regulations that needed to be met. They were in conflict for about 3 years.
Before Irene, the Jamaica Bridge was 68 feet long. But state river standards required a longer replacement bridge. FEMA doesn't like to pay for upgrades, so Fraser says Jamaica just had to continue pleading its case.
None of us had a clue when this hit, what we were facing. Originally, the FEMA guessed at about a $5 million damage. We got a $500,000 budget for our roads. $5 million damage. That's overwhelming. It completely destroyed the town. So clearly we needed FEMA. Clearly we will play the game by their rules. So yeah, I'm not complaining about it at all. It's just a grind.
And other towns are still grinding too. Around the state, there are still about 30 unfinished projects from Irene. Ben Rose is the recovery and mitigation chief at the Vermont Department of Public Safety. He knows some towns are discouraged, even though the state has come a long way.
If you're one of the towns that has one of those projects, it's frustrating to not have the repair done 4 years later. If you are FEMA or a national emergency management type looking at Vermont's recovery from Tropical Storm Irene, you'd say that's an amazingly small number.
Even under the best circumstances, dealing with FEMA involves a tangle of documentation and reporting. So when Vermont started requesting more money to improve its flood resiliency, Rose says some of the project's grounds to a slow crawl.
We started in a very bad place with FEMA, and the first year and a half were a fairly adversarial process with FEMA on many of these projects.
To get projects done, the state just continued meeting with the Federal Disaster Relief Agency. And Vermont officials often negotiated a way out with the help of some state and local money. In the end, more than 2/3 of the Irene-damaged infrastructure has been upgraded. Rose says the relationship with FEMA has improved since Irene. There are still details to work out between the federal agency and state river engineers on some projects, but the process is moving forward. And Rose says it should be another busy construction season. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman in Jamaica.